Hello, this is David Rovics with episode 22 of This Week with David Rovics, which is available on iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, as well as at davidrovics.com/thisweek or on the David Rovics mobile app, which is available for both Android and iOS. As a history buff, I often feel like I'm living in a parallel universe, or living in two places at once, or something like that. I feel increasingly like understanding the history of a place, or just knowing about history generally, gives you another way to perceive the world, at least as important as forms of perception like seeing or hearing. It's the only way to give the world around you the dimension of time. Without history, the world only exists in three dimensions, far too few to allow us to understand it. It often feels like I'm looking around me in the present day, but I'm like some kind of person who has traveled in time from the future, and I'm seeing people do things, and I know what's about to happen, and I'm yelling at everybody, but nobody can hear me because it's one of those forms of time travel where I can see them, but they can't see me. But I'm not traveling from the future. I'm traveling from the past. And it's a past that's so eerily familiar. I constantly feel like I've been here before, even though I only read about it in books that were written well in advance of my birth. Sometimes when I wake up in the morning, I have to try hard to remember what year we're in. I have to sort through some strange internal conversations in order to make sense of the morning news when I turn on the radio. At first, it was like, the Democrats have been in power for the past 8 years, and although the cost of housing has risen by 50% during that time, and the country has been thrown into even deeper poverty, everybody knows there's no real alternative to the status quo, and they'll vote for the status quo again. That's when the out-of-phase experience started, I guess. No, I was shouting on Facebook, but people only saw the pictures of my baby that I posted. This is when the guy the rest of the establishment is calling a total idiot wins, because he's got huge popular support and the last government couldn't feed their people. Then I hear the pundit saying, the president is using his executive powers to withdraw from NAFTA, impose tariffs on imports, withdraw from the Paris Agreement, withdraw all U.S. troops from Syria, and send thousands of soldiers to the Mexican border. His bizarre combination of policy choices prove that he is just making decisions based on the latest story on Fox News. But surely, he'll soon be convicted for political corruption, thrown out of office, and the status quo will be restored. No, wait a sec, I'm trying to respond. These things he's doing, they were all in his book. He's just fulfilling his campaign promises. These treaties he's withdrawing from, most of his people thought they were totally unfair too. Calling the leaders of the former administration and the press the enemy within may appear crazy, but there are millions of people really loving that stuff. Most people don't want the status quo back. There's that talking head again. But now he's shut down the government, exposing himself as a complete lunatic, a cornered animal, and soon the FBI will find him guilty. He'll be impeached, and everything will go back to normal. No, see, this is when he makes the gamble that all these laws only exist if we believe they exist, and if he says they don't exist anymore, then they don't. He doesn't actually launch any invasions of other countries for another 5 years. This is just the point where he declares himself to be the Führer. History doesn't repeat, they say, but it often appears it does. Enough so that it seems like we should know just how it was when in another time and place the party in the driver's seat. The Social Democrats ruled on behalf of the elite. And the next person who arose to lead the state said he'd stand up for his people and make his country great. He said everyone's exploiting us, and the reason why is we've been ruled by weaklings, now it's time we must reply. Military spending and industry grew, and the razor wire tent camps did too. He said we'll take the country back, and standing on the brink, he said it's anarchy or me. We can rise, or we can sink. to London,
from Chicago to Milan. There was the specter of all those so inspired by the man. He signed treaties that were broken. Before the ink was dry, he left the League of Nations, and prime ministers would try appeasement. But whatever they would do, the Führer would just tighten the screws. Most of the news seemed real, at least after a while. The same propaganda, wherever on the dial. Germany was the victim, it would be victim no more. That's what he was saying, years before the war. Years before the Blitzkrieg, before extermination became the fate of so many then living in the nation. Outside, who together had conspired and stolen and lied. He said they took us for a ride with treaty signed by those serving foreign interests, as every Aryan knows. But follow me, he said, you won't recognize the place. We'll be great again. We're the master race. People look back and wonder what could have been done many years before the war was won. When social institutions fell one after the next, and then faster than almost anyone expected. Few people could have even imagined the cost. Once it was too late, and the chance for peace was lost. For blood and soil.
This has been episode 22 of This Week with David Rovics. To hear other episodes and to find out how you can support the podcast and get a Make Popular Education Popular Again tote bag, go to davidrovics.com/thisweek. This song, 1933, appears on my vinyl album, Historic Times. You can download the whole album for free by signing up to my email list at davidrovics.com. Hope to see you next week in podcast land.